Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone to UWA Today. I am your champion, your president, your CEO, everything. I am the Pumpkin King. Welcome aboard. Lots of stuff to go over, and we have a new women's champion, and you'll find out who that is here tonight. Awful. The only picture we have is blurry in some places, so I have to try to fix it before we share that. Because if you listen to the announcement I put out, and I'll just tell you now, we had a gym. I don't know if they're going to let us use it again. But they wouldn't let us film anything, right? I was able to film, but I couldn't post it. I was able to film, and then I had to go in and then just do what I normally do and add the commentary in later. It just doesn't want to, like, you can't, once something's blurry, you can't unblur it. And they didn't want any pictures, but I snapped this because for the hell of it, man, it's the title. So we got this one picture here, and then fortunately we were able to get a nicer picture with the United Women's Champion. And so the other problem was is that while I was filming, just for me, it wasn't the record button. You know how sometimes you think it's recording and it's not. Well, but we did get the last few minutes of the – once I realized it, we got that. That's the best I'm going to do. I can't sharpen that thing. Whatever. I can see your face. I can see your face. It's all that matters. And I will share this in a second because we have a new United Women's Champion. You're going to want to know who it is. Is it going to be Huntress Vanessa Mathrigan? Is it going to be the effervescent Jilly Fields? Now, I've met these two. We were all there, you know, working. And Jilly's got, he's got a lot of energy, man. She's very much into, like, hiking and outdoorsy. She's a very outdoorsy chick. You'll meet her. She's very hippie and, a pretty cool cat, honestly. And then the Huntress, she's a little more fierce. She's a little more cold. She's a little more calculated. And she's very, very quiet. Okay, she doesn't really say anything. So, I don't know. We got these two beasts. They beat their respective opponents, and let me see, the bracket was Violet Dawn and Samara. So yeah, that's right, Violet Dawn, the Huntress, beat Violet, and then Jilly beat Samara. And then, of course, like I said, here in a little bit I'm gonna play the audio again. I apologize. It's only audio and not video. But again, these people did not want. First of all, I thank you for letting us use your gym. I really appreciate it. It's nice of you, and thank you for taking my money for the photo shoot and using your gym. And I also appreciate your help. You know, it would have been cool. It would have been cool if I could mention your name. But what they would let me say is that in Colorado Springs, you'll find it if you look for the place with the ring. It's not a wrestling ring, though. See, that's the other thing, okay? In order to find a location for a show, we have to have a show. But, you know, as everybody knows, the only people that I have are either in disguised as these other people, or, you know, don't want their names known, because apparently the UWA is still, whatever, I don't care. Look, we got a new women's champion. I am the United World Champion, so it's not all that bad. And there's some huge news coming on the horizon for the United Wrestling Alliance. And, yes, the partnerships we were talking about are there on the table. So much going on. And the winner of this match, Huntress versus Jilly Fields, will be the United Women's Champion and have the Tiger Belt. And it is lined with tiger skin. It's faux tiger skin, but it's pretty cool. And I think it's the only one in the world that there's the who has Tiger Belt. So ARM belts, if you, the arm. So Silver Wrestling Belts, ARM Wrestling Belts. They're pretty good. You could also find them. Where did I find? Where was it on five? I don't know, man. This guy does really good work. You know, I give him the design and he replicates it exactly. Because let's face it, you know, I'm going to announce the match in a second. Of course, like I always do. Not now, because I already did it. But my accolades are many. You know, I'm a photographer currently. Photographizing and editing photos. I have been, have done. Usually I take the pictures. Usually I edit the pictures. I am a videographer, a cameraman, have been since I was 8. Won awards for such a thing. And my filmmaking has been compared to Leonardo da Vinci. And we've been called the Da Vinci of our age. I am an accomplished painter with hundreds of oil paintings. I am so skilled at reproducing the human face on a canvas, it would make Mr. Perfect cry. Okay? I am the voice of a generation. I have everything in my mouth, including the kitchen sink. No. But I am the announcer. I am, and I've done it for years, ring announcing, for years, decades. Shows, starring role, winning awards. I'm a director. I'm an actor. I'm an award-winning producer. I'm a CEO. I'm the United World Champion. I'm Hollywood Tony P. H-O-L-L, why would you want anything less than Tony P? I am the United World Champion, and my accolades are fierce in the wrestling industry. Inventor, politician, president, if you can listen to me and understand. I am your champion, and you are afraid. Not you, but you. Okay? I put out a bounty a while back. Nobody took it. Still there. Bounty as always. And if you'd like to work for the United Wrestling Alliance, we do offer great incentives to all of our clients. The winner of this women's title match is going to get, okay, first of all, the title. Okay. Both of these women are going to get action figures. Both of these women are going to get paid, you know, and paid correctly, too. They're in shape, might I say. I don't mind if your gimmick is a little large or that is your gimmick and you're in charge, but if you're claiming to be as strong as me, you better be smaller than large. And there's a lot of leagues out there with a lot of great-looking talent. Those are leagues you should try to search for, search out. Viper, Red Viper, apparently he was injured at a show at, what was it? Betrayal, yeah. I don't know what happened, but there's a lot of shows doing tributes to him. And you can check that out. Go to One Revolution Wrestling on Facebook. And check that out. And they got a link to the GoFundMe for him to help out. Because we help out our wrestling allies. We help out our wrestling friends. We help out all that we can, all who we can. What other news? People are teaming up everywhere. And, you know, it's okay. I, as champion, am grateful for their participation in the state of Colorado's wrestling. And that's great for them. Cool part is we are the United Wrestling Alliance, not the Colorado Wrestling Alliance. We're the United Wrestling Alliance, and I am the United World Champion. And she will be the United World Women's Champion. United World. United States, United World, United Alliance. Not Colorado. Not Podunk Patinky. Pooh on that. No, no, no. But that's okay. We're going to do a quick show. We're actually going to take a break here, get the other stuff out of the way, because the Road Generation Podcast Network wants us to do that. And then when we come back, I will play the audio of me doing commentary while watching one quarter of a match that we weren't allowed to get. Oh, my God. You know, nobody ever said being a promoter was easy, but, you know, I mean... we got the best talent. And you know what? You guys can have as much big bloated shows as you want or however many thousand people. But the United Wrestling Alliance is about champions. It's about the titles they hold. And it's about the wrestlers allied with each other. You know, united with wrestling, allied with wrestlers. And, you know, 180 days, baby. Let's give an applause for me. That is 180 days as your United World Champion. How do I feel? Well, my muscles are large. I'm still in shape. I've been tanning every week. And I've been tanning in a tanning bed that's titled Flair. Woo! The best champion in town. This guy right here. A tanned Italian god. Feels good, you know? Feels good to look at my arm and know that I can crush your skull with a... Actually, just a walnut, but it's okay. I can do a titty pop, the best titty pop. Sick and tired of hearing all these people talk about what's the deal with the titty pop and why do The Rock do it? Why does The Rock do it? Well, I don't know why The Rock does it, but I do it because it's cool. And you can do it if you have muscle, and you've been working out, and you've been putting effort into wrestling, okay? If you want to know the best place to train for wrestling, please send us a message at the United Wrestling Alliance on Facebook, and I will put you in touch with the only two men I know who will teach you the best wrestling. And I don't have permission to use their names on the air, so I won't do that. But like I said, send us a message at United Wrestling Alliance if you're curious as to where to get started, and you can find these two, and it's a great place all around, okay? So the number is 515-605-9753. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more on the UWA Today United Women's Championship. This week in GTA, Hump Day Horse Racing. Every Wednesday night, join the Alpha. From Alpha to Omega presents Let's Play GTA in a simulcast of epic proportions. And it's only Wednesday nights right here on World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
Rising from the depths thoughts of oblivion materializing out of the ether, lost, found. Greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? You want to see something really scary?
People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Champion and a real American. Welcome back to UWA today. Please go to Facebook and like the United Wrestling Alliance. Just type that in like that. Also type in World Generation Podcast and like that as well. Okay. A lot of other shows going on. A lot of indie shows in Colorado in general. And we wish them all the best. All 30, 40, however many of them are there. I promise to bring you new and fresh and interesting matchups. And I'm telling you, like, the actual Thunder Brawl match is pretty much booked, okay? There's one person, but I got to wait on that because I don't know who's going to be because it takes place somewhere else. I can't really tell you that much, but I do know three of the four people, and one of them will – I know the two who it might be, but one of them I don't. Because it really just hasn't been decided yet, because honestly, that's what wrestling is. But you put your work into it, and you just like me, 20, 30 years, decades, me earning it. You know how many times I read Mick Foley's book? You know how many days I swam the rivers and the brooks? Do you know how many days I worked on my pecs, and I strengthened up the back of my neck? You know how many days I pumped that iron? You know how many days that I've been trying. You know how many days that I grabbed the gold. You know how many days, well, truth be told, 180 days as champion as me. Me, Hollywood, Tony P. So 180 days as champion, you know. Not quite as long as some other champions, but it's pretty good. But today is not about me. It's not about anybody else. It's not about anybody's show. It's about what we're about to hear. Now, keep in mind, this is me doing commentary on the video that I got later on after the thing. Got the video, snapped a sneaky picture, left. They were not happy with us, I guess. I don't know. they took, it's okay. They're not going to listen to this because they don't really care. But they gave us the location, and we got what we needed. And so I watched the video of what happened. Of course, like I said, I didn't press the record. You know, it happens sometimes, you know, and it happens to the best of us. Like, I was talking to somebody today about editing, actually, video editing. And, you know, at this picture, the blurry spot is just going to have to deal with the blurry spots. I don't know. It's fine. You can see it. You guys, you can't get rid of blur. That's the first thing. But I was talking to somebody today about how when you're doing something or about the end of, like, an export or something like that, like the computer crashes or whatever, you know, it's not what anything can go wrong does go wrong. But we get it done. And we have a new women's champion. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the last part of the match for the United Women's Championship, the end of the tournament, and a beginning of a legend. Let's go to Hollywood Tony P in the studio for all the action. Hollywood. And the Huntress whipped to the ropes, and Chili Field takes the Huntress up and out, but the Huntress coming back real quick with a foot to the face. And the Huntress now going up top. Mithrigan to the top rope. Oh, and a lateral press down to the mat. One, two, and a hook of the leg and a kick out by Jilly Fields. And that was close right there. Pressure is on Jilly Fields. Huntress taking Fields over, blocking the punch, and a forearm for good measure right to the face of Jilly Fields. And now, oh! But she missed, and down she goes. Jilly Fields taking down Huntress. Down on the ground, Jilly Fields to the ropes. Huntress ducks the clothesline, and a big double-arm axe handle by the Huntress. Huntress again, clothesline, big chop, another big chop by the Huntress, Vanessa Mithrigan from the Highlands, and ducks the clothesline up and over, and a back body drop right on the skull of Jilly Fields, and the Huntress is feeling it. The Huntress is ready. The Huntress is stalking her prey, but no, Jilly Fields gets the foot up, but the Huntress blocks, and a forearm right to the mush. Now the Huntress going to work on the quadriceps. That's got to be done. Her knee's broken. It's busted. Her leg is shattered in a big boot to the face. And the Huntress, one, two. Oh, my God. I almost thought the Huntress had it. This is for the United Women's Championship, ladies and gentlemen. The Huntress now going to take Jilly Fields to the corner. What is she going to do? She's going to go high-risk maneuver. This is for the United Women's Championship. Huntress on the top rope. Backflip, but no, got caught. Jilly Fields, smart and wily for the title. One, two, oh, no. And she just kicked out. Jilly Fields almost had the title, but the Huntress kicked out. And now Jilly Fields going to go for the figure four leg lock, but no. It's reversed, and the Huntress taking her over. Roll up. Combination. Submission maneuver. Sharpshooter. Sharpshooter! Huntress got the sharpshooter locked in on Jilly Fields. Will she tap? Will she tap Jilly Fields? And Jilly Fields taps out, and the Huntress! The Huntress is the winner! The Huntress is the new women's champion! Jilly Fields taps out! The Huntress is the winner! The Huntress is the winner, ladies and gentlemen! History has been made tonight! The Huntress is the new United Women's Champion! And there she is, with the title above her head! Ladies and gentlemen, what a night! What an amazing match! There she is, the Huntress, Vanessa Mithrigan, your champion. And there it is. Huntress Vanessa Mithrigan is your new United Women's Champion. I can finally post the picture on Facebook and tell everybody about it. And we got the picture, too. And I know I was a little overdramatic in that calling of the I was over dramatic in the calling of the match, but you know, honestly, the two girls, I really have to give it to them because they just went. Like, we had it planned where, you know, I told them, I'm like, you know what, whatever we do, you know, just as we get as many moves in there as possible, because it's just going to be me saying them back, and we want action or whatever. So, you know, hey, congratulations to Vanessa Hargrove Tregan Huntress. She's the Tiger Belt now, and look at that. She is your new women's champion, pinned to the top of the page one more time. Thank you, the Huntress, Vanessa Hargrove Mathurigan. And ladies and gentlemen, wow, I'm just flabbergasted. It was great. And I'm just very excited because I couldn't hold it in. But she got the sharpshooter, and that was it, you know. And now the Huntress will face whoever is the winner at Thunder Brawl, whenever that happens. And we're also going to be working with some other association because we have one other trick up our sleeve. One other secret that you might not want to miss, because I know I don't. But that's the end of our show. We're doing a half hour, and that is what we're doing. We have a new champion. We have two champions now, a woman and a man. I'm the man. She's the woman. And you are lucky enough to have heard it here first, folks. Eventually, I will find the place and have the location. I don't know. Those of you who know me in my real life and personally in life know that nothing ever comes easy for me. And I always get shitted on and harpooned at every turn. And, you know, I'm blacklisted in the industry. And it's not even like blacklisted. It's like even my friends in the industry who I thought were my friends just won't, you know. They're like, I'm like, well, when are we going to do this? And they keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. Oh, this time, and we'll do it, and we'll do it, and we'll do it. Well, you know what? Sometimes you just got to do it yourself. The Huntress did it herself, is the new champion, and I did it myself. And I am your 180-day United World Champion. And I wonder if the Huntress, Vanessa Mathurigan, is going to be able to match or surpass. But I don't plan on losing this title as long as my name is Hollywood Tony P. And on that note, let me ring the bell as we are to the end of the show. I'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Please send us a line, United Wrestling Alliance. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you involved and participate. Yes, it's slow going, but we don't need to have many matches. It's not the quality. It's the quantity. No! Scratch that. Strike that. Reverse it. Lick some wallpaper. Okay? It's not about the quantity. It's the quality. It's not about how many shows we have. It's about the titles. It's about the champions. And it's about the wrestlers. The United Wrestling Alliance. United with wrestlers. Allied with wrestling. Either way you put it. And me? Who am I? I'm the CEO. I'm an award-winning filmmaker. I'm an inventor. I'm a genius class extraordinaire. Money flowing out my pockets. A fine artist. An Italian god that looks bronze in the sun. I am the UWLA CEO. I am the dragon. I'm Hollywood Tony P. H-O-L-L-Y, would you want anything else than me, Hollywood Tony P. We'll see you guys next time right here on a UWA Today. Congratulations to the Huntress for being the new United Women's Champion. And for me, I'm out of here. See you guys next time. Oh, yeah. Woo!
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.